Hola, boys and girls. This is Upstarts, episode 11, which is hard to believe. Sitting across from me, as always, is Ben.
Hi.
Baby. And I am, I don't know, I'm not the host, but...
Co-host.
It's always in my house, so... And I am Tim.
Just because you have no vehicle to drive out to my...
That's right. Well, how are we going to do it at your house? Exactly.
You
see,
bring your
silence,
shit with you.
If you hear silence for Ben, it means that I've won. That's right.
You would just bring your shit with you, sir.
So, the last podcast, I think we hit some video games pretty hard.
Did we?
Kind of proud of.
Which ones?
Well, I mean, I don't want to do the podcast you just did over again. So, what's up? What'd you ask Santa for?
Well,
what are you hoping to get?
Mostly, I told him, my mom was asking me what I wanted, and I told her that I wanted one of those things that broadcast your MP3 player on your radio. I don't know if there's a name for it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, it's just like a radio transmitter for the phone to your...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good gift to ask for. I asked for clothes.
I do need clothes.
I'm in desperate need of clothes. I feel like there was something else that I asked for.
Mainly, I need socks and underwear.
No, I don't wear
and
underwear.
Lots of
them. No, I'm just joking. I did get the new Microsoft Surface, so I figure that even though that's kind of a business expense, it's probably also going to be like Christmas and a little bit maybe birthday for me. Since it's
and as soon as you start your business, you can justify it.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually... All the guys that I used to work with said that it's pretty good for IT people. It's got like a full operating system on it. So
all the other stuff doesn't have one?
Well, no. All the other tablets have a mobile operating system. This actually has a full version of Windows on it.
Oh.
So fancy schmancy. So I got that, but that was kind of more like, you know, Natalie. I was like, hey, you know. They're available online. I can order it and get it overnighted to the house. And
she was pushing it?
And Natalie was just like...
Oh, this was you telling Natalie?
Yeah, and Natalie was just more like, oh my God. She was like, I know it's something that will be useful, but it's still ridiculous that, you know, it's...
Seeing as how you
yeah,
are so right now like, not working?
She's like, fucking just get it. Just fucking get it. So,
you know, the sooner she will come to understand this as a... She's the working wife, and you're the house husband, the easier this will go. If you're just like, honey, I found something I want to buy. It's all right. Yeah, sweetie, get whatever you want.
No, the reason why she said yes is, one, she is a very supportive wife. It was actually her idea that maybe, you know, she's like, Tim, you've got the worst luck when it comes to fucking being employed by people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, why don't you just start your own shit? She's like, you fix all my clients' computers anyways. And so it was her idea, and she's backing me up. And that's what it was. It was just a mixture of, is it a good idea to spend money on that right now? And it's also a mixture of, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell if Tim needs it or if Tim's just asking for a gadget, because it's kind of weird when things that you need for work and things that you just want to have are both very, very similar. So I think you can see her trying to figure it out.
Her dilemma.
Tim, yeah, is Tim fucking with me right now, or does Tim actually need this? So Natalie's being very, very cool about it. And
you fucking with me, Harlan? Are you fucking with me?
So basically she just gives you the look like she's just like, God, you're such a pain in the ass. Go ahead, order it.
Buy it, so we go, shut the fuck up.
Basically, she's like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to fucking look at it. Just if you need it, buy it. And just don't bring it up. So, but I mean, you know, it comes out shitty, but I know in her heart it's go for it, Tim. Oh my God.
Oh, he just broke his Surface.
No, it's
oh my God.
It's I my know. iPhone.
They don't know that. This is radio.
Then I just.
I broke it.
Send me another one.
Radio. Whoa. So, Tim, would you like to talk about comic books?
Oh my gosh. So, actually, that also reminds me, though. Holy fuckballs.
I do like how you have your Bonsai Essentials book on top of your shelf there.
Yeah, that's a Jose gave that to me. And speaking of Jose, he just came back from Mexico, and here's your cigar, buddy, that Jose brought back for you.
So I think now I got Sefway. Smuggling podcast.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. So Jose brought
Who are we, Rush Limbaugh? Hello.
Jose brought back some cigarillos.
Mexican cigarillo. Well,
which
cigar.
He said it was amazing. He's like, he goes, we were going to have this big meal. And they were like, we got to get chicken. So I'm pretty sure he said that his aunt went down to the butcher. I'm like, dude, that's fucking fancy. Because in Mexico, you're like, no, I'm not going to like Kroger or Ralph's. We're like, no, you go to the butcher. I'm like, that sounds fucking hard shit.
Old school.
Yeah, right? And I'm just like, okay. So she goes, she went to the butcher, and they were out of chicken because it was like towards the end of the day. So he was like, dude, there was a chicken in the yard that I was like feeding and petting. And that evening, not like maybe more, a little bit more than an hour later, I was eating. Oh, that's hard as fuck. Circle of life! And he said, he's like, I don't know how to explain this. He's like, it tasted like real chicken. It tasted like chicken. I was like, Is it just, he's like, it's hard to explain, but that's, it fucking tasted really chicken-y. I'm like,
It's because you gotta play with your food before you kill it.
I guess so. I mean, you put a little love into it,
like
then
go,
eat it.
You go out and you give the cow, like, a bottle of milk or something. Pat his head and then come out with a big axe and BAM!
So I had to drop him off in Chicago at the airport.
And then you had to.
And then I found out that I actually was supposed to pick him up too. So.
Wait, you didn't know that?
Well, I think he said that he may have somebody. Well, see, the problem is his wife can't handle the big city driving on the freeway. Which, I mean, I know tons of people.
A lot of people can.
Yeah, a lot of people are like.
My dad.
And, because I learned how to drive in California, I'm a little bit better, or a little bit more used to it, I guess. So she was like, yeah, you know, I'll give you money for gas and the tolls. Just, I mean, it would help out if you could go get them. And, you know, an excuse for me to, like, get away, take a little bit of a road trip, drive to Chicago. I'm like, all right, fine. So I get there, and this is my first time going to the international part of the airport, where, like, people are fucking flying in from different countries and stuff. And let me just say this. So if I was to ask you, I think I may have told you this when you were over here the other night, but if I was to ask you what's a really, really technological, very advanced city in another country, what would be a couple of the choices that came to mind?
Tokyo. Let's see, what would be the other? Beijing?
Hong Kong.
Singapore?
That's my point. Okay, so I can only imagine it's because it's an international flight and there's a lot of people from Asian descent walking off. It came from one of those big airports, right? Somewhere in Asia, you know, area. So I'm thinking they've got these big, gigantic, futuristic metropolitan cities.
Like those, like the Blade Runner cities that you think
of. Yeah, just like all. I mean, if you ever see like a show where people are like at Tokyo or Hong Kong, it just looks like fucking crazy, like something you'd see in a futuristic anime movie. And they got to the escalator in the airport and fucking just got mind fucked, like in the confusion, like, oh my god, what the fuck. And I was just sitting there and I'm waiting for Jose, because what I figured, I got there like a half an hour early, but then I also didn't remember that the fucker's got to go through customs, and who knows how long that fucking takes. So I'm sitting
there. Especially if, like, you don't, if they don't just wave you through. If it's like, all right, we've got to do our random search. And
yeah.
And
take, I mean,
for fucking ever.
And it looked like there was a lot of fucking people coming in because it was busy. So I'm like, oh, shit, customs may take a while. But they walk up to the escalator and they fucking stop dead cold in their tracks and stare at it like they just fucking saw, like, a liger or something. And at one point, one of them tried to go up the escalator that was going down and just looked out at the rest of his friends, like, really confused why he wasn't moving.
This isn't working.
He's like, I've been walking for 10 minutes and I'm in the exact same altitude I was before. I'm not climbing at all. And just, I was like, are you kidding me? There's not any fucking escalators in those futuristic towns, like fucking Dr. Theopolis and Buck Roger towns. They don't have any escalators.
Is it possible that they, in those societies, they just skip the step of escalator? Like, they're like,
they're not lazy.
So, stairs, And then we skip escalator, we go like to elevator, or and it just isn't included in their society or something. They're like, pah.
Why would it be?
Why would we make a motorized staircase? We'll just make an elevator.
What was that thing that Jerry Seinfeld said to George? And he was like, those walkways, they should put them all over New York. And George is now every time I walk, I'm just going to be pissed off that I'm not zipping around. So that was my experience. I had to go pick up Jose. He was so happy. It just looked like it was good for him to, like, get out for a while. You know what I mean? Just
get out of the humdrum, ho-hum.
Just went and chilled. He said that he completely fucking closed down a taco stand. Just, like, ate everything that they had left and they had to close for the day. He's like, oh, my God, the food was just amazing.
How much? That's a lot of food. Unless they just...
Well, it was towards the end of the day. I mean, it was, like, what they had left and shit. So he said that he had a really good time. Brought back some cigars, brought me and Natalie back some Mexican coffee, which is really, really good. He comes from, like, a really tropical, fucking touristy, like, magical city.
So, like, the
city.
Nice part of Mexico?
Yeah, like, this really, really nice city called Tampico, Mexico, and it looks like fucking Shangri-La,
dude. Oh, the juice people.
What do you mean, the juice people?
Like, whenever you see those the gallon jugs of juice and the label's like, Tampico!
You mean Tropicana?
No. Look, next time you're in the grocery
store. Sound it out, Ben.
Next time you're in the grocery store, Tim, look around.
Oh, my God. It's Tropicana. It's not Tampico.
You were such a fucking moron. I'm telling you, look, next time you're in the store, look for, the juice. Not, the actual fruit juice. I mean, the orange-flavored water that's, here, this is red juice.
So, anyways, Jose's going to go back, and he's going to take his family. You know, he wants everyone out there to meet the wife and the baby girl and all that. But he said next time he goes by himself, he's like, dude, you definitely got to go with me, man. He's like, you'll fucking gain 50 pounds just on the good Mexican food alone.
And you'll go off the grid for a couple of weeks.
I'll go off the grid, which is a curse.
That could be scary, though.
It could be, a gift and a curse, because... Just forget everything
you'll
for a while.
You'll be like Neo when they first get unplugged,
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, out. Fucking Wi-Fi, bitch. Well, I'm pretty sure Mexico's got the internet, man. Really? You think Mexico doesn't have it yet?
I think
you're going on record
it,
right now.
I don't know if it's like if you're like, all right, let's see if I can get mobile internet
he
on my phone.
He did say that he was really worried that, I guess in Mexico, everybody fucking has an iPhone. Around here, you know what I mean? But I guess he said there, it's really, really fancy and rare. Like, extremely
So was he worried about
fancy.
Whipping out his iPhone?
So, yeah, he was like, when he heard that, when his family was like, oh, man, one of those fucking fancy American iPhones we hear about, that's some expensive shit. So when he was like, he would whip it out and he would notice people were looking at him like, oh, fuck. And you know, the big thing there is now if they find rich people, they fucking kidnap them for ransom.
Well, yeah, they got the big issue with all the drug cartels near the border.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, shit. So he said maybe he'd, get a different phone other than the iPhone for when he goes next time.
Just a track phone?
Yeah, just some. Well, I mean, he said he didn't even really use it at all anyways because, you know.
Might be on the internet.
Well, no, because of the roaming. It's not in his service, you know.
Yeah, I guess... Have you heard those stories of when people go, overseas or a different country or whatever, and they don't turn, something off on their phone, they end up coming back to the States, and the next cell phone bill they get's like, here, you owe us $100,000, and it's like, what?
Yeah, that happens. That is a real thing. That's why you gotta turn on airplane mode, which kind of turns the phone off from, asking for... mobile connections and everything like that.
Which is interesting. Does everybody get back in the States and be like, that was a mistake. I didn't know I had to shut off my phone, so I'm not going to give you $100,000.
I don't know if there's leeway or if the phone company's like, fucking come on, dude.
Because
you gotta know that.
It seems like it happens fairly often to where you can't, people be like, fuck you, I'm not paying you $100,000. I don't make $100,000 a year.
Well, Jose said that when he got back into the States and he turned his phone, it's like, connection back on, it was just crazy. He said it was like you go away for a week and you forget about all the problems in your life and you just relax, and then all of a sudden you turn your smartphone back on and fucking reality smacks you in the face so fucking hard, because it's like 8 missed calls, 20 text messages, all these emails. It's just like everything, it catches up with you automatically.
So, and then he's got to go to fucking work the next day. Yeah. But he had a good time. He's home now. I got to go to his house Saturday and help him move his plasma TV and install a new light on the other side of his house. Then in return, I'm hoping that he comes over here and helps me hang up some of the new curtains and picture frames that Natalie got for our house. She's trying to fancy it up for my dad's visit. So.
Why?
Like a big fucking velvet painting of Jesus.
There you go. Velvet Elvis?
Velvet Korean Jesus. Because, you know, he's Baptist.
Korean Jesus doesn't care about your problem.
I think if there was a Jesus, he'd be Korean. Or black.
I think he'd be Middle Eastern.
Right, which is like, what? Black people?
There's some.
Well, I mean, Middle East is in Africa.
Or Asia.
Or the side of it. Anyways.
It's more than just a little area. It's kind of a larger
well,
area.
Well, I know that...
Probably a lot of people with many different colors of skin.
So we can agree Jesus probably isn't white, though.
Correct. He's not the Anglican-looking guy up on the cross that you see in
every Anglo-Saxon. He's not the Aryan Union fucking...
With the six-pack abs and the wafer thin.
I'm pretty sure he's probably got six-pack abs.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't the perfect, ideal human being have abs?
I don't see why not.
If Jesus never...
Well, it sounds like he lived a fairly healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, if Jesus never did one single wrong thing in his whole entire life, would that include carbs?
I don't think it... delves that far into...
I mean, if he just ate bread and fucking fish...
Well, I'm thinking their selection might have been a little healthier than what we have today.
I'm saying if he was fat, they wouldn't have put him on the cross. It would have been too much of a hassle.
You're too much of a hassle.
I think that wouldn't have happened. Is that what you've been doing this whole time, is looking up that juice? Yep, Tropicana. No, this is Tampico.
I want to eat your face!
I don't know what Tampico means. Maybe it means fucking fruit juice.
Maybe they just built a bottling company in Tampico. They're like, well, what do we call it? Let's just name it Tampico.
Maybe Jose's from fucking Bottle Juice, Mexico.
The flavored juice capital of the world.
There you go. Well, he said that they're known a lot for their coffee, so.
Which, this isn't it, is it?
We do a mixture. We do a mixture of the Mexican coffee.
Like, would it come in like a little bag?
In a little bags, yeah.
So you don't want to, like, use it all in one pot.
Well, we just used if we just put one little bag in there and don't mix it with any other coffee, I mean, it's almost like fucking clear. It's so weak, because we try to do, like, the 12 cups, and I think that bag's only for, like, six. So we put that in there and then top it off with a little Colombian. It's actually good. I like it. Ooh, I just caught my phone like a fucking Matrix, bitch. I know Kung Fu.
How many times are you going to drop that?
Did you see that? Like, the new iPhone is so fucking slippery on both sides.
What is that?
If it's the 4S, I mean, if it's just on a
so
very...
So it's not the new iPhone.
No, I don't want the new iPhone. If it's on a very just slight plane, it fucking slides right off.
Yeah, that mirrored finish.
Oh my god, yeah. No, the new iPhone's fucking stupid. It's got an extra row of icons and it's a little bit taller. That's it. I'm waiting for something, like, really brand new.
Do they have, like, any out-of-the-box people there anymore where, like, Steve Jobs was always like, what's something new and innovative I could come up with? Is it just mainly, like, people are like, hey, what's the new thing that's slightly better than the last thing that we can sell to people?
Well, that's the joke. If you see those Samsung phone commercials where they're making fun of the people that are in the line at the Apple store, and they're like, this time the jack is on the bottom. And it's like, really, that's all they do is just very minor fucking changes.
Like, you like those things that are innovative. Like, it's like, I never thought we could do this. And yet, someone thought of it.
Like the clear fucking glass phone that you can see through?
Yeah, they're the first ones that came up with the whole touchscreen smartphone thing, right?
I think
Apple
so.
Was? Because before that, it was all the flip phones, wasn't it?
I think they're the first really big one that came out. I don't know if they were the first one. Maybe they were, I don't know. But yeah,
before
like,
that, the only thing I could think of was the Palm Pilots that you had to have the stylus to... do stuff, huh?
Yeah, but the clear phone that just looks like a piece of glass? I'll be all ready for fucking that shit, dude.
I'm always kind of trying to be like a futurist, where you try to see where technology will go in the future. Like, instead of an actual device that we hold, will we wear kind of like a band on our arm that...
Or the Google Glass. The glasses that have a HUD display.
Or, but, like, I'm thinking, like, here, you got, like, a band. And then when you get a phone call... you just, I don't know, tap it or something, and then it puts a display there. Like, whenever you're, like, let's say you sit down to your laptop and you're typing at the keyboard, well, instead of that, the band will project, like, a keyboard
in front of you.
And obviously, like, whatever's projected, when you break the plane of light with your fingers, it'll record the keystrokes and... Because obviously, eventually, we won't have actual devices to carry around anymore.
I'm just waiting for the fucking... I want my flying car. They said they'll never do that. They said they can do it, it's just like, dude, people can barely fucking drive cars in the street, let alone fly.
Right. Can you imagine how much more difficult drunk driving will be when you're flying?
Oh yeah, I know. They'll never do that. They can do it, they just won't. There's no fucking way. It'd be cool though.
Well, it seems like the closest thing they came out with was in one of those Hemark or Slemmar catalogs. They actually had a plane that when you're not flying it, it's on the ground, like the wings fold in and it has like car tires, and so you can drive the plane down the road like a car at like car speeds. But it's not, and they build it as a flying car, but it's not technically a flying car. It's a plane that can fold into a car.
I'm waiting for my own Jarvis.
There you go.
I want Jarvis.
Well, yeah, what I'm thinking, or like I saw a preview for like a movie. It might have been like a short movie or something funny about it, where it's like you only could view this movie online or something, but whatever. But it was like a microchip that they would implant in your brainstem or something, and then everything. Like your computer, your phone, your everything is just broadcast in your brain. So you see, like, a screen in front of you, but it's being broadcast to your brain. And so, like...
Oh, I just trained my brain to see that.
When you turn on your... Like, the way the preview looked is when you turn on your phone and you unlock your screen, like, the little icons, like, the icons appear in front of your vision. And then you just swipe over and you're just like...
With your hand, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Google Glass is.
Yeah, except this is in your brain.
Yeah.
But, see, the conflict in the movie is, at some point, like, the ship malfunctions, and so people just start, like, having an aneurysm that just drop dead right in front of you.
So, anyways, you want to talk about comics?
I do. And go on, it felt like you were going somewhere with, like, you're like, speaking of that.
Well, I want to talk about Jose's trip to Mexico.
What does that have to do with comics?
Nothing. I cut you off and talked about Jose's trip to Mexico.
You're kind of a slut.
No, because as soon as you talked about comics, I remembered that I wanted to give you your cigar. And then I had to go into the story about why you were getting a cigar.
You're an attention whore.
Shut up. Just talk about comics. Okay. You're mad because you want to be an attention whore, and I stole it from you. Because
I'm constantly friends with an attention whore, so it's like I'm trying to get my attention where I can. So, what do you know about Venom?
Venom, he was an astronaut and got some virus from space, right?
Yes, well, on the TV show.
It's like a symbiotic relationship between like a space virus and a human. It's got to find a host.
Yep.
But it kind of takes over their personality.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I know. It was black. Yep. I mean, the suit's black. Not like, it only attacks African-American people. Well, you go like, back, you never go back, Venom.
What? It's like sickle cell.
Oh my god.
Only attacks black people.
After this podcast, I'll give you Ben's address. You can send all hate mail to his house.
What? Yes or no? Does sickle cell only affect black people?
No, not only, no. But it statistically does more. But white people can get sickle cell anemia.
Oh, I
didn't
know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, you learn something new.
And there's some medications where there's different types of it just for African-American people. It's actually kind of a point of like a lot of controversy because black people are like, well, why can't we just fucking take white medicine? But there's like down to a very, very cellular level, there are minor differences in the different races. And so there's like a variation of the medication. And I don't know. I don't really know about it too intelligently to bring it up, but yeah, there's like...
White. I just like the phrase "white people medicine."
Like kind of white people medicine. Yeah,
why can't we just take white people medicine?
Because black people be like, "No, fuck that. We want the white people medicine. What's the black people medicine?" And it's just like something just medically is different and works, has a higher rate of success for different types of races. So,
okay.
Say medicine is very racist.
So Venom, the symbiote race, is a race. It's not a disease. It's an actual like living organism.
So there's a bunch of puddles of black.
Yeah. Or different colors, maybe. And so the planet they live on, they're constantly using other life forms as their host. And the impression I got from the material I read was maybe it's a planet completely populated by lesser species, you know, like non-high-level thinking species like cats, dogs, giraffes, elephants, or whatever. So these symbiotes just constantly, they constantly use up their host, and then once the host is dead, they go to another one. Because they use it up so much to where it kills the host.
So it is, like, eventually it kills you?
Yeah. So it's like a thinking, really, you could think of it like a disease. It's like a sentient disease, kind of. Because if it ends up killing its host.
Yeah, a virus, I guess, more.
Yeah. So, Venom is the name that, I don't know if it's its nick, I think Eddie Brock, who was the host of the Venom, I think he nicknamed it Venom, from what I read.
Because it's like a drug, you get addicted to it, I guess, right?
Yeah. This particular symbiote, I guess the natural thinking of all the symbiotes on this planet was they used up the host until it died and moved on. Well, this symbiote was different. Like, he didn't want to use it. He felt bad for the life form that he was using.
So they have a choice to, like, deteriorate or keep you alive?
I guess, but what I'm saying, so this one felt bad about just turning this...
To using this guy up.
Yeah, using it up, turning into a husk, and then moving on. So, like, the animal that he was attached to, like, he didn't use so much of it to where he killed it. Well, the other symbiotes looked at this, at him, as a freak of nature. Like, because they all think, like, this way. And so, for him to have a difference of opinion wasn't like, oh, well, he thinks differently than me.
Yeah, like, why are you caring about the food, bro?
Where, like, it's like, oh, he has a difference of opinion than me. Well, I guess that's his prerogative. No, like, in their culture, it's like, if you think differently than the rest of us, then you're, like, a freak of nature and we have to exterminate you or something. So, I think the symbiote was then imprisoned, I think.
Do they look like when they're not attached to people?
I think they're just a puddle.
A puddle prison.
Yeah. Like, I've seen it in some interpretations to where when it's, like, trying to jump from one host to the other, like, you see some structure maybe because it's it's collecting its goo together to, like, make shapes and stuff. So I don't know. But maybe, like, when it's sleeping, it's just a puddle. I don't know. But, and I'm trying to remember if it was its own race that imprisoned him or if it was something else, but how he came in contact with Spider-Man in the comic books was that he was imprisoned on this moon or some sort of barren wasteland. And there was a storyline that had a lot of different characters involved that was called like the Secret Wars or something like that.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it was Secret Wars. And that's where Spider-Man first was wearing the black costume. Well, how it says in the story is that during some battle, like I think the Secret Wars was, there's this being known as the Beyonder, like some sort of supernatural being or whatever. And he wanted to take all these people from across the galaxy and like put them in one place and have them fight each other. Like he wanted to, I don't know, just for his own amusement or something, I guess. And so Spider-Man in some battle gets his costume completely torn to shit. And it's like, and so he needs a new costume. Well, they told him to go into this one place to get a new costume. Why, I have no idea. But while he's in this place, he sees this thing they think is like maybe a costume generator or something. And he like presses a button and this goo comes out and like, you know, becomes a suit. And so he thinks maybe it's just like liquid clothing or something. Well, come to find out, that was the prison that Venom was trapped in.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that. And so Venom becomes his new suit, which for a long time, Venom just doesn't let himself be known, I guess, until later on when, I don't know if he gets strong enough after not having a host for so long or what, and then he finally's like, hey, guess what? I'm here.
Huh. And the teeth and the big fucking tongue and everything, though.
Yeah.
They need to do that again. Yeah. They didn't do it very well.
No, I did not like the Topher Grace Venom. I like Topher Grace. I like to see him in more stuff, but I just really didn't like his role as Venom.
What is up with us eating food? I can't stop yawning because I'm fat now.
Yeah. And you ate a lot. Get it?
Yeah. I get it. I'm fat.
You're still skinnier than me.
It was good, though.
I like the picture you posted on Facebook of you playing guitar with your shirt off. I'm like, what happened to this guy?
I know, right? Oh, my God. I found that, and I was like, Christ on a cracker. Who the fuck is that guy?
Married life, sir.
Long-lost fucking person.
Tim and his married life.
Yeah.
But, okay, and so I guess Venom didn't really start off as a bad guy. Like, it was the... Because I guess this race of beings don't have their emotions really developed a lot. I'm not sure. And so him being with Spider-Man, like, he was learning emotions. I don't know, somehow, I forget what I read, but somehow it's just either he was starting to take over Spider-Man's personality too much, or... Yeah, I think that was what it was. So Spider-Man decided to separate himself from the suit once he figured out it was a living creature and not just a suit. And so getting separated from Spider-Man pisses this entity off because, like, how they explained it was, his emotions aren't developed so, like, very childlike. So once he gets separated, he hates Spider-Man.
Okay.
And he ends up coming in contact with Eddie Brock, and Eddie, who hates Peter Parker, and Venom, who knows Peter Parker is Spider-Man, come together and they're like, we hate Spider-Man, let's kill him. And so for a long time, that's all he was trying to do, was kill Spider-Man. And I guess there's been a couple of times throughout their history where they've actually kind of made a truce and been like, oh yeah, like, we're all right, I guess, you know. And then at some point, Eddie Brock gets cancer, and either he lets the symbiote go, like, he doesn't want the symbiote anymore, or the symbiote doesn't want to be with Eddie anymore because of the cancer.
I got a question for you.
Finally, you've been dicking around on your phone forever.
Whatever. So I got a question for you.
Hippity hop.
And I think it may be interesting for some of our listeners who are into the comic book movies but don't read comic books that much.
Like Tim.
Like, well, yeah, like me. And Natalie's been getting into it. And everyone's got a fucking fondness to comic book characters now because of the movies. But, I mean, they're not, like, really, like... Like, oh, that doesn't happen in the fucking comic book. You know, shit like that. They don't know that. But, the very end of Avengers.
Yes.
One of the scenes, if you stay after...
Yeah.
You see a red guy...
I think he's purple.
Oh, I think he's red, isn't he? He's red. I know for sure
okay. He's
red.
Okay.
So they have this...
I'm just saying the comic book is purple.
They have this extra scene at the end where the guy who was talking to Loki is looking up at this altar and saying, you know, to mess with Earth is to mess with death or something
yeah,
like this.
Yeah,
it's
to court death.
Yeah, and you see him turn and just smile like, well, fucking see, bitch. And then credits. And then you see all the nerds be like, oh, fuck. But then you see all the people.
And then everybody else is like, what the
hell? Yeah, you're just like, who the fuck? Hellboy's going to beat up the Avengers? So who was that for all the people that don't know?
That, my friend, is Thanos. Or
Thanos.
Thanos, however you want to pronounce it.
Tomato, tomato. Gotcha.
See, what? Until you finally hear someone else pronounce words that you've only read. Like, for the longest time, I thought Mjolnir was Major Leaner.
Okay.
It's just one of those words that you never hear people say until finally somebody does, and you're like, oh, that's how it's pronounced.
So, and who is he then? Is he like some big guy?
Is a race from a different galaxy, pretty much. But he's a very powerful one.
Is he a Chitauri then?
I don't think
like the rest of those guys that
I don't
he
think
was?
No, he's not related to the Chitauri at all.
Chitauri. So, what's his backstory? He doesn't have one.
He does.
What's his name? Balsos?
Thanos. Thanos. Man, I got my nose keeps stuffing up this week.
Thanos is a fictional character appearing in a comic book and other media published by Marvel Comics.
Marvel.
The character first appeared in Iron Man number 55.
Ooh, I did not know that.
Debuting in the Bronze Age of comic books, the character has been featured in over three decades of Marvel continuity and a self-titled series. The character's name is a derivative of Thanatos. The personification of death and morality in Greek mythology.
Ooh. Which is good because he has a lot to do with death.
And is ranked number 47 on IMG's top 100 comic book villains of all time.
Yeah, because he's kind of a big pain in the ass. Because he's always trying to, like, pretty much obliterate the cosmos. Because I think it's because he actually wants to, he's trying to woo the actual entity of death.
Thanos was born on Saturn's moon Titan and is the child of Eternals mentor Susan. Thanos was carrying a gene, physical appearance of blah, 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 blah.
You looking that up on Wikipedia?
Yeah. Cosmic Cube and Soul Gems, the Infinity Saga.
So, yeah, the Infinity Saga is a big one, the Infinity Gauntlet.
So, I think the Avengers 2 is going to have this guy. I don't know if it's going to be based off of a actual storyline or not.
Might be of the Infinity Gauntlet, because the Loki Pokey Stick, you know, I guess that mind control thing is, like, people were alluding to it being part of the Infinity Gauntlet, which the Infinity Gauntlet is, like, all these different gems that have different powers, like on a glove of some kind.
When trapped in an alternate dimension, Thanos employs the aid of Brother of Khazar and later the Hulk, although both attempts are unsuccessful. Thanos is eventually freed and comes into conflict with Thor, and during their battles, Thanos decimates the planet Rigel 3.
Rigel or Rigel?
Right, I don't know. Tomato, tomato. So this guy's all fucking over the place with, you know, some of the Avengers, it sounds like. He was first appeared in Iron Man. He's fucking played around with Hulk, played around with Thor. And he's a bad guy from somewhere.
And he's ran into a competition with Deadpool before.
Thanos featured in the animated television series Silver Surfer. So anyways, everybody, if you're wondering who the fuck that was,
comic books are awesome.
That's Thanos. And if you're a nerd, you already knew that, and you're waiting to see some fucking Thanos action in the next one.
I think it would be interesting how they incorporate him. What story they come up with. Is what I'm saying to you, Timothy Harling, with your goofy beard and your smelly...
My beard is amazing.
And your smelly hair.
Does my hair smell?
I don't know. I can't smell anything.
Yeah, I was about to say. I'd actually rather talk about when you fucking smelled my hair, bitch.
When you were asleep.
Oh my god.
When I spooned you.
So anyways, what else is up? Nothing?
I got something.
You got something? Did you buy your tickets yet for C2E2?
I'm going to have to, because I just...
Of course not.
Because, I don't know, there's no reason not to. Because I was holding out because I thought they were going to come out with the two-day passes, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like they're just going to do individuals
on
a
passes,
free day.
Yeah.
And so, if I bought a Saturday and Sunday individual, it'd be the same price as just buying the three-day. And so I can just buy the three-day now and get it over with, and that way I don't have to worry about it again until April when they mail me my shit.
Yeah, I mean, just... Yeah, just get it out of the way, man. Don't have to worry about it. You already got your Kev Smith tickets.
Yeah.
Just be done with it, man. Just fucking let your freak flag fly, buddy.
Motherfuckers, yeah. I'm making fun of your faith. So, Tim.
Yeah.
What's new in your comic book area?
Because
you've been downloading the Comixology, so you've been reading stuff.
I've been reading stuff. I got the Carnage. Doing some hack slash.
So how'd you like Carnage? Because Carnage is another symbiote.
It was alright.
Like, did that help any with your, like, who the fuck's Carnage?
Oh, yeah, definitely helped with that, but I don't know. They didn't have, like, any robot girls in it, man.
True. Just goo.
Just no robot girls.
Just a lot of goo.
Just a lot of goo and shit. But, yeah, I liked it, though. I mean, I would definitely continue to read it and shit.
So that program we were talking about that helps you catalog your collection?
Yes.
It sounded really cool. Like, you can actually, like, scan the barcode, and so it'll automatically bring up the comic book on, you know, it'll get the information offline and be like, here this is, here's what this is.
Right, yeah.
Here's the, you know, artist, writer.
And they do have a free trial, and it lets you do up to 100 comic books on your free trial.
Well, you've got that.
So, yeah, I've got that. The point is I've got more than that. That's the problem.
Well, just pick 100. So you can see if the free trial's worth spending $30 for the whole shebang-a-bang.
Let's see. I'm opening up my Comixology now so I can tell you what's been going on.
The whole shebang-a-bang.
Let's see. In my cloud, I also got Wolf and Batsy.
What?
And I'm playing that Robin, spelled with a Y, so it's a girl, Robin Hood. I've been still doing the Gotham City Sirens, and I'm going to start reading that one I told you about, The Fly, of the people that battle for that drug that makes you fly, yeah.
Do you find much time to read?
I do. I find that when I have time to read, I end up either, like, reading something else or listening to something. I've been trying not to watch a lot of TV lately.
TV's boring. Like, I like to watch TV and, you know, I'll get stuck, you know, caught up in the watching a bunch of it, but sometimes it's just, like, noise.
Well, it's just, after a while, you realize that you fucking 8 hours has gone by and you didn't do shit.
Yeah.
You know, you sit down and watch a movie. I mean, you're hard-pressed to find a movie these days that isn't, like, 2.5 hours. It's fucking 2.5 hours.
I know.
And I find if I just get myself immersed in something and turn the fucking TV... See, I even try to, like, leave the TV on and just put it on mute and try to get some stuff done. And I fucking still just stare at the people talking with no fucking sound. So I fucking try to turn the TV off now and listen to music. And music gets me motivated to do shit. You know what I mean? And TV motivates me just to, like, sit there and eat food.
Yeah, because, like, I'll turn the radio on or I'll stream some shit off of my phone or whatever, or read or who knows what. And I'll get these movies from Netflix, and it's like, well, do I want to sit down and watch something, or do I just kind of want to do all this other stuff?
So,
well, and anytime there's anything on TV, it doesn't seem like it's worth watching.
Dude, all the channels suck so bad nowadays.
Like, it's amazing how they even make any money to stay on the air.
Well, it's
because these channels maybe have, like, one show that's good, and then the rest of the programming block is shit. It's like, how do you stay on the air?
Yeah, like, I think the past 8 times I've looked at, like, what's playing on MTV, because I've got, like, Comcast, so you get you flip through the menu, and it shows, like, the TV guide on your fucking screen. It's amazing. So I'm flipping through all the channels, and every time I fucking pass by MTV, it's Teen Mom.
Whatever happened to MTV?
What happened? I mean, even if you do hate the fact that MTV just does, like, shows and not music anymore, like, they pick fucking Jersey Shore and Teen Mom and just fucking put it on a loop all motherfucking day.
When was the last time they had a good show? Was it Jackass?
Jackass was good. And I mean...
But that was a long time ago.
Nitro Circus?
Just
like a Jackass with motorcycles. And then if you flip by, A&E has some good shows. Like, I like a lot of these, like, History Channel and A&E and fucking
Animal
Planet.
You're a
big
Duck Dynasty fan, aren't you?
No, but see, that's the thing. Like, one channel, all they ever fucking have is that, like auction fucking wars or storage wars or whatever it is.
Which, like we were talking with the last podcast with the stage shit, a lot of people have been telling me that that's really staged like crazy because they'll, like, throw a tarp over something that looks like a boat and they're like, oh, I wonder what it is. It's a fucking boat. Like, it's shaped just like don't know. They said it's a lot of stage shit.
I don't know. It's just they pick one show that people may be getting like a lot of ratings with, and they just play it over.
They
and
just
over
saturate over. You till you're like, I don't. I hate you. I hate this network. Go fuck yourself.
Like, I can't remember the last time, like, the Discovery Channel used to be my favorite fucking channel, because all they did was have Dirty Jobs and Mythbusters and interesting shows.
Like,
and
I think
they just
I
picked,
think Discovery
like,
Channel had, what was it, Hot Rod, American Hot Rod, maybe? Something where
that's A&E, maybe Discovery or A&E. Oh, American Chopper?
No, like the Boyd Coddington's, like, Hot Rods or American Hot Rods or something. Where this guy had a business where, like, they would totally customize a car and sell it, and it was a really neat show. Because, yeah.
But TV fucking blows, man. They pick one stupid show and they just play it on a goddamn loop.
That's why I like stuff like Netflix. You wait till it comes out on DVD and then you just rent the whole season of the show you
want.
I swear
to God, I don't know why I pay for fucking cable because, I mean,
I don't know why.
I flip through the fucking channels for like 10 minutes and then end up fucking watching.
Is that where you get your internet from?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably right.
It's a bundle.
Because if you just... Like, the only way you could get just internet is through what? Like, a cell phone provider?
You can get it.
Oh, wait.
I had it for the longest time.
Oh. Well, how much is it if you just get internet?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, they had some special where they're like, dude, we'll give you internet and cable for the exact same price that you're paying just for internet.
Oh.
And they're going to do it for, like, 2 years. Then after that, it gets, like, fucking jacked up to something redonkulous. But so
well,
that's why we did it. It's just because it's going
to be. Well,
then
that's why, because you're not paying for TV. You're just getting TV for free while you pay for internet.
But so you're saying that they're showing fucking crappy shows on the whole entire U.S. television network just because I'm not paying for my cable?
No, I think the point I was trying to make was
you don't
get to complain because you aren't paying for TV.
No, I am. It's just it's at a discounted price right now because they had a special.
I'm just saying, if you were actually paying for TV, I think you'd have more of a right to bitch than you're like, oh, they threw in the TV just for the shits and giggles of it.
Okay, let's just agree that you don't understand what I'm saying right now.
Let's just agree that you don't understand what you're saying.
So anyhow. Those shows suck. They canceled American Chopper, because I guess they're sick of fucking that son and dad hating each other.
Yeah, like, well, honestly, after they blew up at each other, how much longer was that show going to last?
I don't know. It's fucking over now.
It's getting very formulaic. Well, that's another thing. It's like, why can't you just build choppers? Oh, like, I understand if, like, shit comes up organically while you're filming, but don't base a show completely around this dad and son complete dysfunctional relationship. It's like, can't we just watch these guys build cars?
They really hated
or
each other.
Bikes. Or... what's the other one?
But so I've been watching Comic Book Men. What else has I been watching? I watched the episodes that I had at my disposal for fucking elementary. And I've just been listening to a lot of podcasts and just in music. Just been trying not to watch too much TV.
Podcasts are very interesting. Like, what ones? You got any particulars or just all on Smodcast?
Just all Smodcast podcasts, yeah.
Podcast.
I love the Bird of Sales at the beginning.
Yeah, which he shot. He shot the Bird of Sales.
He shot the Bird. It was a Livingston cell goal.
Oh my God, the Bird of Sales is down.
But no, my favorite one so far, man, it's fucking, it's gotta be Emo Kev.
That was gem. That was a gem, sir.
It's amazing.
Well, just to hear those guys laugh so hard was hilarious, too.
Oh man, Moe's was having such a good time.
It was like it was the funniest thing that they would see all year long, or listen to all year long. So, Man of Steel comes out in, is it summer or spring of 2013?
I'm not sure, but...
after the Mayan Apocalypse.
I'm just hoping that it's not going to be fucking emo Superman.
I think they're not going emo.
It looks pretty good, it's exciting. They're like, they're keeping it really hush-hush. But it gets you pumped when you see it.
It does. Like, when you start playing the score, you know that... the very... I don't know.
Yeah. But there's potential in that to be good.
I don't know. I'm not really a big Superman fan.
No. Not really.
Because he always comes off as goody two-shoes.
Yeah?
That's how I always felt. It's like, yes, you're perfect. Woo. Where Batman's like, I'm sad.
No, Batman was cool.
Batman's good, yeah. I've been watching, Liam's been really into Michael Keaton Batman.
Well, who wouldn't?
And he goes, you want to watch the one with Joker or the Penguin? And he usually picks the Penguin one, actually. Which is funny, because Natalie hates watching. She thinks that he's so disgusting as the Penguin that she said it's hard to watch.
Natalie's very disgusted by things. Like, she'll be so disgusted by Kevin Smith that she'll be like, I heard him talk about his asshole one time, and I can't look at the man the same way again. It's like, really?
Well, she said it's also because he just fucking talks and talks and talks.
Well, that's the point of his show.
Well, she said that she notices, like, I notice things about him, too, that may piss people off, but they don't piss me off. Like, he always says, and shit like that, or and like that, or shit like that, or...
Yeah,
and he always says, like, and... There's what words not. That he says, like, every other word he
what
says.
Not?
Yeah, and whatnot. He's like, and shit like that. No, I was I'm like, I'm just going to go work on my computer and shit like that. And it hits a nerve with her. I don't notice it. When she brought it up, I, like, listened and I noticed it, but, I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either, because I think when they first started doing Smodcast, when they were a few episodes in, he mentioned something like, yeah, we get a lot of emails about people like, hey, quit saying whatnot all the time. And it's like, well, fuck you, I'm going to say it how I want to say it.
I noticed that the next comic book man, Stan Lee, is going to be at the shop talking to him. And Stan Lee doesn't say Excelsior anymore. He's got this new word that he uses.
Mekaleka hey, Mekaleka who?
No, he says General Cheesemo.
That's not as good.
You like Excelsior?
I do.
Excelsior.
General Cheesemo?
Yeah.
Or is it Generalissimo?
Generalissimo.
Whatever.
I know. This isn't my native language.
You're a special boy.
Well, I mean, special like retarded.
Okay, if you want to go that way about it.
I am. Because I want the strength. I want the superpowers that come with being retarded.
You're able to sacrifice intelligence for super strength.
I've got the intelligence. All I need now is the strength.
Yeah, but see, it's tied. Like, you can't just have your cake and eat it too.
So I have to give up my intelligence for the super strength?
Yes.
That's
like, not all of it. Like, maybe we'll make you, like,
You think they ever did that? It's like, we're going to make a retarded superhero. Why? Because they're fucking strong.
Bizarro Superman.
And just like, what's his name?
I think they call him Bizarro.
He talks like this.
Bizarro Superman. Do you remember anything about that? Or
no,
did you?
Well, I know what the Bizarro Superman means, yeah.
He's from... I think he's actually from another dimension.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's another dimension.
Bizarro world.
Yeah, because another... Because
everything's the opposite.
Another take
black
on
is white,
planet,
up is down.
Completely different, yeah.
Hello is goodbye.
Hello and goodbye are the same for Spanish, isn't it? Adios.
I think hola is hello.
There's a language where goodbye and hello are like the same fucking word.
Hawaiian.
What is it? Aloha. Aloha.
Melekalekiaki is the thing to say on a bright.
So what are you getting Natalie for Christmas?
Christmas Day.
I guess I can't say it. Well, actually, she probably would never listen to the podcast unless I played it for her.
Right.
So I just won't play it for her.
I was thinking about getting her some sort of an apparatus.
See, there you go.
Sex swing.
Immediately with the creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Who brought up the sex swing? Oh, it was Natalie. She saw it on TV. She watches this creepy show called Gigolos.
Huh.
On Showtime. And it's a reality show about gigolos in Las Vegas, and they show pretty much everything.
She likes those shows that show everything.
Yeah, I know, right? And then,
like the real L word with the scissoring and...
Yeah, and so there's an episode where the girl that hired this gigolo is like, I want this fucking sex swing, bitch. I want to try this out. And so they, like, have to put it together, and she's, like, swinging through the air, and she keeps, like, landing on his dick, and Natalie's just like, holy shit.
Wouldn't you love to use that once a month?
It's like, yeah, once a month. Jeez, like, that'd be great.
I'm like, oh my god.
That'd be more often than we're doing it now.
And my once a month, that would be amazing. So, but
you don't have it scheduled, do you? Like, all right, this is our one time a month.
No,
like
it's
still pretty random.
It's very sporadic and surprising.
Very in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, you just don't know what's coming. She'll just poke her head out of the hallway door and give you that look like, it's time, bitch. Let's go. It's like, all right.
Oh, I was wishing all day. Today would be the day.
You know how I can tell when it's time to have sex? I'll find actually fucking something on TV I want to watch. Then immediately, as soon as the show starts, she pokes her head out, and I'm just like, all right. I mean, I never turn it down, but I'm just like, fuck, man.
Why?
Fucking, they stopped fucking American Pickers or whatever for a half an hour to show me a good show.
I like American Pickers.
I know. No, Natalie's stepdad is fucking huge fan. Like, will not miss it. And if it's an episode he's seen a million times, he'll still fucking watch it. He loves that shit.
I like that show.
I like Ancient Aliens.
That hardcore porn.
Oh my god, that got too ridiculous. That's gotta be fake.
Some of it, yeah. Unless, honestly, like, I don't know. I just have a hard time believing that people act so dumb.
What, in Detroit?
Yeah. But it is Detroit, though.
Yeah, and they're black. Heads up to all the Afro-Americans out there.
And at the end of the show, I'll be giving you Tim's address write in.
Well, you know.
But, yeah, like, unless their stupidity is real, like, other than that, that's the only thing that seems blatantly staged.
The only reason why he said something racist about that show is I really think that it's a show that sheds negative light on the African-American race. It's like some shows you think are just more geared to like Cops. Cops was incredibly racist because it was just like them fucking arresting black people. But every fucking show. Or like rednecks that are like in a domestic dispute.
Yeah. It's usually black people and rednecks.
And I feel like people that don't have like a certain level of intelligence can't handle fucking seeing shit like that because they can't look at it on a fucking light of like, well, you know.
But, okay, so let's say for the sake of argument that it's not staged. That hardcore porn isn't staged. Is it showing black people in an unfair light? If that's how people actually act?
Well, if it's not staged, then yeah, that's how they act, because it's real and they're acting that way.
So then it wouldn't be showing black people in an unfair light, even though...
No, it would be showing black people that don't act like that in a negative light. See, you gotta understand, this world is so fucking full of, like, people that don't know their ass from their fucking elbow. You know, oh, I don't understand it, so Jesus hates it, and it fucking scares me. That's like the... Like, gay people. Gay people are fucking the most hated people in the world right now, because some people just don't know where they're coming from. People's inability to be like, you know what, hey... I don't want to fuck another guy in the ass, so I'm just going to immediately think that it's fucking wrong and Jesus hates it. When they should just be like, hey, you know, I don't like eating mushrooms. Doesn't make fucking mushrooms evil. And so people are like, same thing with race. They can't handle seeing something like that because they can't look at it and be like, okay, well, that's just a small majority of a whole entire race. I mean, if you get mugged by a fucking black guy in Chicago and then you walk away from it thinking that all black people are bad, that's a horrible view. So I feel like if you're not an intelligent person and you watch that fucking show, that's how you build fucking racist people, by showing them shit like that. Like, every fucking black person that walks into a pawn shop in Detroit is a fucking asshole. That's a dangerous tool when it's in the hands of a stupid person.
Right, but what I'm saying is this is supposed to be a reality show. So ideally what they're supposed to be doing is filming reality and then showing it on TV.
Right.
So for the sake of this argument, every black person in Detroit acts like how they do on Hardcore Pawn. If that's the case, what they're doing is they're filming reality and showing it on TV. So you can't really blame the show because the store is in Detroit, and if all these people in Detroit are acting this way,
no, but see, that's
showing reality.
No, that's a misconception, because the show isn't, let's show people what people in Detroit are like. The show is, let's show fucked up people going to a pawn shop.
Well, yeah.
It's not called Black People in Detroit. It's called Hardcore Pawn. So, I mean, if Bill Cosby walks in there and gives everyone a fucking hug and a kiss and he pawns a gold ring and nothing happens and he walks out, they're not going to show that on Hardcore Pawn. They're going to show, like, fucking Bill Cosby going in there and being like, Jamal Bordenbaugh, punching everybody in the fucking face, because that's what they're trying to show. It's not a show about equality and everyone hugging each other.
I know, but what I'm saying is, the impression I got from your statement was that, oh, it shows Black people an unfair light. And I'm saying, like, if they're not, like, this for a hypothetical, it's supposed to be that they're not staging this. If they're not staging this, they're just recording how people are acting themselves.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they pick what they show on that show. True. They don't show people going in there having a good experience and walking out happy.
Right, because that wouldn't sell.
I'm saying if they wanted to show reality, they'd show every kind of person walking in there, not just the ones that freak out.
That's what... maybe we're different from the average TV viewing public, but I just want to watch just somebody's day-to-day life.
Oh, like, no. When I first heard about the show, I watched it for like a good 2 hours during a marathon. I was like, oh my God, fucking drama. But then after a while, it's just like, okay, it's repetitive.
You don't like to have your intelligence insulted. So when you see shit that you're like, is this staged? You're like, how dare they try to bamboozle me?
Well, that's just the thing. It's just like, oh my God, that's so dangerous. Religion is dangerous in the wrong fucking hands. And so is
well, yeah, because like I'll be straight up honest with you. If I was a person that, I don't know, had a negative opinion of Black people or didn't know anything about Black people and the only access I had, like, let's say I live in Antarctica and I've never seen a Black person in the entirety of my life. And so the only thing I watch is Hardcore Pawn. Obviously,
oh my God.
I'm going to think that Black people are like a bunch of retarded savages walking around.
You're fucking cutting holes in your sheets at that point.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that show isn't objective. In the wrong hands, that shit's dangerous.
But do you think they're setting out to do that?
Just like if you show a 12-year-old girl nothing but fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's fucking
dangerous. Ooh, that is dangerous.
You know what I'm saying? Or if I sat Liam fucking down when he was 8 and told him that he's only allowed to watch the Jersey Shore, he's going to think life's all about getting fucking girls drunk and trying to bang them as much as possible.
And get spray tans.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just like I said, shows are dangerous depending on whose hands you put them into.
And depending on the context. Is one of those. Like, if you see those shows now, when you're, like, we were raised fairly decently, so we weren't just exposed to one thing, we had, like, many different things, where you had a parent come by and be like, hey, I know this is what you're seeing, but they don't all act like that.
Right, well, I mean, I'm from, the melting pot of the United States. I mean, if you can't find it in fucking California, sir, it doesn't exist. There's every type of person there. Black people there. Bad Black people, good Black people. Bad whites, good whites.
I think that's everywhere, though.
There's good, bad
of every walk of life.
There's different types, not just races, just different types.
Right.
But, yeah, Hardcore Pawn, oh, God, it's just TV's going down a bad road. I don't know. Why do I need to fucking watch that? Who fucking cares in the first place?
I hate the drama. Like, if it was natural drama, like, and you can tell, you could get a feel for, like, all right, this feels like this is happening naturally. This feels like somebody's like, all right, I want you to yell at your employee and make a real big scene about it.
Yeah. And it's just this supposed to be like ups and downs. It's like, fuck. It's just episode after episode about the fucking brother and the sister wanting to kill themselves. Or kill each other, I mean.
Want to get the dad to sell the business.
Yeah, want to get the dad to sell the business and hating every customer that walks in. I mean, the first time you watch that show, you're like, that was an action-packed episode. Then you realize that they just fucking reproduce that for every fucking episode. That's not reality, bitch. If they stick... Reality is like ups and downs and highs and lows and everything is different and changing. Same fucking episode every fucking episode? That's not changing. That's not reality. That's in a formula that they fucking magically cut in a magical way to look the same every time.
Right.
Racist shit. Like, Cops was fucking a little creepy. You know. Maybe they did arrest more Black people than they did white people when they were filming Cops. But is it the job of the producer and the director to even it out so you don't make negative conceptions towards people?
Okay, so what you're saying is to produce a show, to put on the air, where you're following cops around, you want to make sure that the scenes you put together to actually show would be an even number of white and black, that way you don't put out a bad stereotype.
Yeah, and I mean, it may sound stupid, like, why the fuck would people need to do that, but I'm just saying, in a world that we live in, where everyone's fucking divided right now, and there's so much goddamn hate everywhere, and everything's being super duper overanalyzed.
So much aggression.
I'm just sick of everyone hate. Facebook is a really big fucking...
People are
shaking my fucking craw. I don't mind the people that are on pins and needles.
No, I mean, like, it's like people are constantly wanting to yell at each other.
I'm talking about the people that go on Facebook and they're just like, rah, here's my fucking view, and I'm on my soapbox right now, and it's just the most horrible shit you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Just like, oh my god.
Speaking of, for example, let me see if there's anything popping up here.
You going to the Blaze?
No, Facebook.
The Blaze. What an unfortunate name. Nothing? What? You searching the news?
Oh, Facebook. Yeah, I want to see if there's anything that's like, raw!
Fuckface? Nothing to talk about. No news.
I don't see any type of anger.
No?
No anger yet. No anger.
Let's see. Family photo. That's not anything bad. New Yorkers are psychotic. I think that's probably a joke, though. This is Suicide Girls.
Oh, poor bastard. Look at this mook.
Oh my god. I know what that is. Or who that is.
What a mook. Except he looks really thin, though, in that.
4 days. 4 days till Dark Knight Rises comes out on DVD.
Divadizzle. I wonder, it should be really neat. Oh, like if they put in. It'll be neat to see that movie again, and it'll be neat to.
Oh, so you have adopted fear as your ally. But you have just merely adopted it. I was born. Maybe he's wondering why he'd shoot someone before throwing them out of the plane.
Theatricality and deception.
If I took that off, would it hurt? Extremely. You're a big guy. For you.
Which, it was that sounded cool in the moment, but when you think that line back, you're like, really? And that's your comeback? It's like, for you!
Have he started a fire?
Yes! Fire rises!
I told Natalie if she could, like, fuck me with that voice.
You know how they have the Darth Vader mask that you turn on the voice modulator and you sound like Darth Vader? Yeah. Think they're going to come out with the Bane?
Oh my god, dude. That'd be
Wouldn't
amazing.
That be awesome?
Let's not stand on ceremony here. But it's weird when you look at
have this letter!
Yeah. I mean, it's funny though when you see Tom Hardy because you don't see Bane at all. That fucking pretty boy played Bane, man. Because he covered up his fucking nose and his mouth and you're like, oh my god.
He's got the shaved bald head and it looks like he's been through hell.
That's fucking Tom Hardy? No way.
Okay, so three words to ruin a man's ego. Is it in?
Is it in? Or phrases. When you're inside me, I feel nothing. One way to instantly make a girl horny. I want to tickle your belly button. My god, you're dying, sir.
I know, I had a bad cold this week, and it's finally starting to feel better.
So my bio dad?
Tim's biological father is coming to dinner tonight to spend time with Tim and... Oh, wait, no, that's your stepdad. No, your bio dad.
Completely wrong, my bio dad.
Scratch that off the record.
Oh my god. My stepfather...
Is coming tonight.
Is coming tonight for some Mexican food. We're getting him some Mexican food for his birthday, because that's his favorite.
Now, your stepdad, how old's he? Is he in his 50s?
No.
40s?
No.
30s?
Maybe.
How are you and your stepdad the same age?
We're not the same age, you idiot. No, I think he may be like 41, 42.
Okay.
Because I think there is like a 7-year difference.
So your mom was shooting young when she met him, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, if there's only a 7-year difference between your stepdad and you, then your mom was shooting young.
Yeah, she was young.
Ah, okay. And so your stepdad's 41?
Early 40s.
It's a guess. We're not standing
firm. I'm horrible with ages. So, I mean, I just now recently fucking figured out how old Natalie was. So.
Yeah.
I was scared for a while.
You're like,
I'm like, where are you going? School or work? I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, come on. Please be good. Please be good.
Yeah.
Oh, 18. God. Woo!
So, my biological father, David.
Wait, no. Your stepdad's 41, and he's coming to dinner tonight. And he's bringing a guest, isn't he?
Bringing his girlfriend.
And she is...
She is, I believe, 19 or 20 or... 20, early 20s. Younger than Natalie. She's 26. So... And she's very, very nice, I hear. I haven't met her yet, but she's very nice. She actually, me and Natalie had a date night, a full-on date night, like where it was like Liam went and stayed with Grandpa for the night. So we had the house to ourselves, which hadn't happened in like, I want to say 2 years. We haven't been alone in the house overnight for 2 years. So it was due. And, my stepdad was like, yeah, dude, bring that fucking kid over, man. I haven't hung out with him in a long ass time. So actually he came and picked up Liam, and she got him presents, and he hung out with her, and he liked her a lot. So, I mean, she sounds really awesome. I mean, she helped out, and she loved Liam and dug my kid. And really, when you're a parent, that's all you really fucking care about. I mean, it's if you don't like my fucking kid, you can get the fuck out of my face.
You're just like, I need somebody that doesn't mind being around this kid, and it's not going to hurt him.
Like Erica? Erica's in love with that fucking
kid. Oh, I know.
Kid. Oh, my God. Like, me and Natalie are going, where the fuck are we going? Oh, when my biological dad is here, we're taking him to a Notre Dame hockey game. Natalie got free tickets because she just massages the fucking big and beautiful, man.
Apparently.
So she got three tickets because we asked him, what do you want to do when you're in fucking big old South Bend? And he was like, I want to see Notre Dame. I haven't seen the campus. I want to walk around. So we're going to walk around campus and we're taking him to a hockey game. So Erica's going to come over and hang out with her fucking favorite little man.
I know. She loves that kid.
She's bought him like already like a bunch of toys for Christmas on Amazon.
Oh, shit.
Like crazy, yeah. Remember he called her Hulk and she was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So she's like buying him Hulk toys
and
shit.
That's
funny. It's funny. So Liam's a good kid, man. He's got this new thing where I'll play music on the computer and he'll get on the fucking table and just dance. He had on a diaper and a fucking Velcro bow tie and he's dancing. And I played that song, the War Machine and Iron Man fucking fight too, and Iron Man 2, that Daft Punk song, that robot rock song. And it was amazing. Like, I just put the song on, and he stopped dancing, and he fucking, his eyes got big and wide, and he looked at me, and he goes, Iron Man. Well, he says Aceta Man, because he can't pronounce iron. He goes, Dad. He goes, Dad, Aceta Man? And I'm like, yeah, this is the song from Iron Man, dude. And he threw his fists up in the air. I'm like, yeah, bro, this is when the Iron Man, because he thinks they're both Iron Mans. So I'm like, yeah, this is when the Iron Mans were fighting. This is the song. So I'll get, the fucking song will be over, and I'll go to a different song, and he'll just fall to his fucking knees like, no, Iron Man song. So fucking sick of that song, dude. Oh my God. He's got to listen to it over and over again and watch him dance. Natalie fucking, her face lights up, and her eyes are sparkling, and she's just smiling, watching this little kid try to shake his ass on the tabletop. She loves it so much.
It was funny when we were over here, and Erica and I were here, and she's like, oh yeah, and Liam was dancing. She's like, oh, were you dancing? And he's like,
he's cheesing. Yeah, he's like all,
he's like, Mom, why'd you gotta tell my dance?
Yeah, he's like, whatever, guys, whatever.
I don't fucking dance. That's for babies.
Oh, well. Well, I think we'll end this one.
All right.
Not our best.
We always say that, but then I'll listen to it back again, and it's like, man, listen to that.
All right, everybody.
All right.
That's it for this. Well, I always want to say this week, but I don't really think that's appropriate.
So. Since we do two.
That's it for this episode of Upstarts.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
For previews for next week's.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
Go fuck yourself.
So for this is Upstarts with Ben and Tim, and keep your dick in the sand.
Interesting.